So I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, the Behavior Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
20.
And what is your gender?
Male.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance, and if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
How much do I think people drink or me?
No, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month?
I'm not in school, but...
Okay. Remember, if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. These are the options I have for you. I have never tried it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily.
Twice a week.
Twice a week, okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, hash, or oil?
Every day.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Every day.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree for each one. And if you do not agree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one. Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
That's for grown-ups?
Yes, for adults.
Agree.
Okay. The other one says, most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
No.
Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
What was that again?
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Disagree.
Okay. The other one says most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
And thank you so much for your patience. The other one says most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
What was that?
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
What was that?
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Disagree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
What was that?
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all illegal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
What was that?
How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
How often?
Okay. And moving along to the next question, how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor?
I don't use that.
Excuse me?
I don't use that.
Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Every day. Vaping.
Okay. And now just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say every day or almost every day or a few times a week or a few times a month or a few times this, excuse me?
A few times a week.
A few times a week, okay. And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic or Latino? Black, African American, Asian? South
Latino.
Asian? Latino, okay. And my last question, as a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive. Up to a total donation of $3,000, please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, or Blooming Prairie Black Pack Program.
Do the education.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you again, sir.
Bye.